I would also say to you, please, can we begin to think in terms of working with the state rather than the tension that seems to be encouraged because you have the land use planning power. But I think we have to remember that we in this county do not pay for many of the transportation costs, and we do not pay for many of the environmental costs. And unless we bring that under our umbrella of county county government, it would seem to me that cooperation and coordination is a better path to follow for all of us. I would like to underscore some things that have been said tonight, and also to say to you that Mr. Tyler was very kind. I did have the privilege of being able to make decisions such as you make behind that table with regard to the transfer of development rights as it was developed in another jurisdiction, and I know it can work. But what you have to do is very carefully think through your density, because that is one of your planning tools in terms of how you craft, if you will, this kind of an approach. The transfer of development rights cannot have all kinds of other densities out there. And you do have, that was distributed on April 6th, the potential for two more density approaches. And if you don't pull your density together in terms of how you're going to award it or assign it or allow it, you don't have what you need in terms of being able to fashion a transfer of development rights program. And it has to involve the entire county. You cannot have it restricted. It was tried in another jurisdiction and failed miserably because the farmers, which is one of your goals in terms of this development right program, is to allow them to transfer their development rights, which is part of their equity in their land, and retain the ability of keeping on farming, and or to put it in whatever use that they can that preserves the land. So that you have to have you have to create the market, and in order to do that, then you have to sit down, and a map was mentioned, and that's probably what you're going to have to work with very carefully, is look at the county from the standpoint of where is the agricultural mass, and that's what's important in terms of preserving farmland. Where is the agricultural mass that really needs to be preserved? And that probably becomes your sending area. Then you start to look at where that those development rights can be sent. And when you do that, you also have to take into account, because part of this plan approaches the fact that density needs to be around the town centers. If you're going to do that, you have to look at your town centers and your municipalities and see which ones can receive this kind of density and how it can be handled so that it's a program that can work and work very well. But it has to be very carefully worked through so that it can work. And in the process, you have to think very carefully about all of the other density bonuses that are floating around out there that make it very undesirable for any developer to want to deal with negotiating. And that's what it comes down to, negotiation between a developer and a person who wants to sell their development rights in terms of what the cost of those dwelling units are going to be. So that I firmly believe that it can be done, but it's not going to be done quickly, and it's not going to be done without a lot of angst, because I can tell you in the other jurisdiction, the farmers had a lot to say, but we were able to work it through. So that with that, I would reinforce the fact that we absolutely have to have an open space definition. we can't keep talking